Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. This is episode 25, Diversity in the Workplace, Leading Multi-Generational Teams. Please like, share, and subscribe. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, and welcome to our presentation, Leading Multi-Generations in Our Workplace. In today's work environment, we are likely to find members of 4 to even 5 generations working together. Recent national averages hold that for every 20 workers, 7 are likely to be millennials, 6 are Generation Xers, 4 are baby boomers, and 1 or 2 may be members of the Generation Z, a group that is just now entering the workforce. We may even see a member of the Silent Generation, and this is a group past the typical retirement age. So as executives in the workplace, we're managing teams diverse in age. And we're going to be talking about how to define each generation and how to motivate each generation and how to bring a cohesive team amongst these generations. So let's define each generation. The Silent Generation, they are also known as traditionalists, born between 1928 and 1945. Aged 73 to 90. Baby boomers, born between 1946 and 1964. They are between the ages of 54 and 72. Generation X, born between 1965 and 1980. Age range 38 to 53. Millennials, born between 1981 and 1996. Age 22 to 37. Generation Z, just now entering the workforce, born between 1997 and 2010. They're also called post-millennials. Leading edge of Generation Z is 21. In 2016, 9 million members of this group were employed, making up 5% of the total labor force. The Society for Human Resource Management predicts that by 2020, this is the year that we're in, millennials will represent 50% of the workforce, baby boomers 22%, Generation X 20%, Generation Z 7%, the Silent Generation 1%. Now, I'm Generation X, so I'm reading in 2020, I am 20% of the workforce. So that just speaks to me that we are part of it. However, it has shifted to the millennial generation. Even though the number of older workers is decreasing, it won't fade away because we have longer life expectancy. We delay retirement and we may migrate from full-time to part-time positions. And so we have a future in the workforce. There is continuous evolution, an era of multi-generational workforces. And we're going to talk about the keys to managing this workforce and to make this generation tick. How do we do that? There are generational differences in the workplace. The goal of a successful manager today is to leverage the strengths of each cross-generational worker. There are a few strongest employee characteristics of these generation groups. So when we work with our team, we look at leveraging the strengths of each team member so we can work together cohesively. So let's look at the strengths of each generation. So when we look at the team and what generation we are speaking to, we're speaking to certain strengths. Baby boomers. Now, I'm only 4 years apart from the Generation X and Baby Boomer generation, and the Baby Boomers are the ones that brought us that strong work ethic. The Baby Boomers brought the thought that believing hard work and long hours go hand in hand with success. Sometimes we call that the old school mentality, and there are plenty of people who hold on to that because we work, we make money, and we provide. That's what I grew up with. This was the first generation to be a workaholic. I watched my dad. He was a physics professor at the University of Tennessee. He also conducted research with DNA, watching how the DNA responded to different particles. He was a biophysicist. And so I watched him be a workaholic. However, he was at home every day for dinner, and we ate together a home-cooked meal as a family every night. And my mom worked inside the home, running the household. Also, she had a job outside of the home and always managed to have that home-cooked meal for us. Now, my dad would work all day. We would have dinner, and then he had his desk, and he would do work. And then we would watch TV, and our dad would be working, and it was the same room. And then my parents expanded the house, and he was able to have an office and work in the office at home. So it was a very hardworking generation. Quality and consistency is what the value is. And there's a concern towards the younger group of putting in time. They've learned from their predecessors to get ahead that technology is not the only way to solve a problem. So being at a job, being expected to work the hours of the job, being expected to do the job because that's what we're told to do. That's the mentality of the boomer generation. Generation X. Because the Generation X have been the underlings of the baby boomers, the Generation X is skeptical of the values. So the Generation X brought in work-life balance and less respect for status and hierarchy. We like a fun workplace. We are self-reliant. We move through tasks quickly, taking advantage of technology where it makes sense, especially to achieve more personal time. So when we think of Generation X, we're thinking of the work-life balance brought in to balance out the boomers' hard work ethic. Millennials, being digital is in their blood. And they barely remember a time before cell phones, the internet, or social media. Technology is integral to any task. They do prize work-life balance. They participate in civic issues, moral decision-making, and extra levels of information. They rewrite society's habits, preferring such things as close-in urban rentals to mortgages in the suburbs, or ride-sharing when out at night or traveling. I think this is a great shift because we went from the mentality of we work hard and we provide and it's because we're supposed to let's have more balance with our work and life, to let's bring some social and civic issues. Let's bring meaning to work. This is a really good shift. And so when we're looking at the three main generations in our team, understanding that this is what's driving our thinking is integral to successfully leveraging those strengths, because it is a strength to have a strong work ethic and to have a team member who says, I'm in here, I'm doing what you tell me because that's what I'm supposed to do. It is integral for that Generation X mentality to come in and say, wait a minute, work and life, I do not have to sacrifice anything. It's all important and it can all harmoniously work together. And none of us are there. And how do we do that? And let's support one another. There's also value with the millennial who's sitting in that team saying, let's have some corporate social responsibility. You know, in the history, the nonprofits have provided the services and the corporations and individuals have supported the nonprofits, and there's been a lot of money going there. Now there's a shift to corporate responsibility. So some companies that are really good examples that our citizens would know in the United States are Ben & Jerry's ice cream and the Tom's shoes. Now, when we look at Tom's, it's interesting to study that model because when they first started out, it was buy a pair and sell a pair. And then it wasn't really helping the society where these shoes were being made. And so to be socially responsible, Tom's gave back to the community by providing jobs and providing back to the community where the shoes were being made. So they had to shift from their original corporate social responsibility to looking at what does it really mean? People. People make up our society. And so the millennials have brought in that challenge to the other generations to say, great, we're accomplishing something wonderful. We're innovating with technology. Let's also innovate with society's needs and provide to that. And they're saying, we want this to be meaningful and we want to be recognized. Now they're making up 50% of our workforce. So we do need to listen to that and innovate with the culture and move with it. According to Tim Hurd, he's the executive director of Robert Half Management Resources, and they surveyed more than 2,200 CFOs on the topic of what unique characteristics are brought to the workforce. I quote him, "Too often managers see these differences as negatives, but building a team with diverse perspectives, insights, and strengths can only be a positive, leading to improved products and service levels." When we look at the greatest differences between the age groups, according to the research, there are three things: communication skills, comfort with technology, and handling change. Baby boomers, when it comes to communication skills, are the most reserved. They may question things internally or among themselves. Now, I'm, again, 4 years between the Generation X and Baby Boomer, and this is me. I'm very reserved, and I process on the inside, and there's something about that upbringing that I have that I wouldn't challenge authority, which is my norm. Generation X, comfortable with top-down communication, but will question it outwardly. So it's because of how we were raised working, that it came from the top down, and there are other merging styles coming in where we have the top down, and then we also have the working integrally as a team, and they're merging. How do we merge both of those? Because it's not either or, because of our multiple generations. And so we're not going to do away with the top down. And there's a certain level of respect for it in our workforce, especially amongst the Generation Xers. So that is to be noted that we are merging. Millennials respond more to a collaborative style all around. So they don't like being told what to do, how to do it. They want to have the equal input. And so participative management comes into play with millennials. They will question if it's just only top down. And they won't be as engaged, and it will affect their morale. And we have to work with, see this as a positive, that they want to be involved. They want to give their input. They want what they do to matter. So they need an extra level of validation one-on-one to sit down and say, we value what you're doing. Tell us what's the most important thing that you're doing, and how can I help you succeed with that? That will speak volumes to especially a millennial. We have comfort with technology, and so there's some differences. All generations expect training. Boomers and Generation X respond more to classroom style, in-person training. Whether there's a facilitator or whether it's self-taught, millennials choose collaborative and online training processes. And so we're having a shift in our society. During the recording of this presentation, we are on quarantine for the COVID-19 epidemic. And so we've seen our work go from being in the office to virtual. A lot of people that have done the in-person trainings and the workshops are now having to adjust to providing those trainings on virtual platforms through online classes, through live Zoom, and that is a big shift. So I started at the beginning of this year with a few online platforms, and I was sharing the information with my colleagues here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, saying if you'd like to be part of this conference, here's the information. And there wasn't much interest that was shown, and that was only 3 months before the quarantine. And one executive trainer, he told me, he said, I have no interest in doing anything online. And he said, all I do is in person. So what generation do we think the mindset was from? The age range is Generation X. But the response was a little rigid to make me think it may have been more of a boomer mentality, which I recognize some of that mentality in myself as well. Just this is how we've done it. It's always worked. This is how we're going to do it still, because that's just how we do it. That's the boomer mentality. And so the Generation X says, wait a minute, I want more work-life integration. Why not implement something online? It can be more efficient. Well, now with this pandemic worldwide, and we've had the world shut down, and we're only having essential services, how do we innovate with that? And what is the comfort level amongst the generations having to transition to this online? Because the research is showing comfort with technology, that the boomers and Generation Xers respond more to classroom-style training with a facilitator, self-taught. We like that human interaction. I have been speaking to professionals, and many are saying, the Zoom all day in meetings, I miss that one-on-one interaction. I miss being out and having that variety in meetings and one-on-one and in groups. And they're really struggling with this transition. And I'm wondering, honestly, what kind of permanent shift we're going to have to the virtual presence of trainings and meetings and interactions. What is our new normal going to look like? And once we have come out of this, if the employers decide to bring us all back into the office, 100%. When we have spent 3 months, 6 months, how long is this going to be of being online? What kind of change management and culture work will we need to do? So will we just go full force back to where we were, or will we integrate some of this online? So there's a level of flexibility that we have not faced before in our generations where we're gonna have to adjust to the online world. Now, the millennials on our teams are the ones that are saying, I gotcha, I have this. And that is their language. And it's important for us to speak their language and say, okay, this is your strength. And to play on their strengths and pull on their strengths and to get those millennial workers to help the rest of us to make this adjustment. The third one is handling change. We all, as generations, handle change differently. Baby boomers question change, and because they have experienced the most change in their lifetimes, they don't always see it as progress. So the longer we live, the more we go through. That's just reality. And the more normalcy we see when we have these crises. Now, we've never had a crisis like this where the world shut down. When have we ever seen anything shut down the world, even war? We have not seen that. So that is something new to all generations. However, the longer that we have lived, the baby boomers and Generation X, we went through 08. We went through the economic crisis. And then the baby boomers have gone through World War II. And so they have been resilient. They've gone through Vietnam War. They have weathered some storms. And they've experienced all that change, and they don't always see it as progress in the world. However, in this world, especially with technology and our current crisis, the younger generations are just, we've grown up saying, okay, change is a constant. See it as an opportunity. So during a crisis, how do we see this as an opportunity? And that has to do with our mindset. How do we perceive? And we have to work on that perception. It's really important to keep our mind and our brain at the state of positive, because research has shown when we keep our brain in a positive state, we are more productive. We have more accuracy on tasks, and we sell more. There's a greater percentage of sales. So think about the healthcare professionals right now. Do we want them to have accuracy on tasks? Yes. And so their brains need to be at a positive state. They need all the support on that team to stay at a positive state. And there is such a stress level, and there's such a broken system, and there's just grief that's happening, that it's the greatest challenge that we have seen in our work settings in healthcare. And so how do you bring that to a positive state? So I recommend the presentation on healthy habits to combat depressed mood. We give a lot of resources and exercises that can be implemented daily and won't take a lot of time. And it's shown to build the muscle in our brain. So we're naturally responding in a positive state. And it can only take as little as 23 days. Gratitude exercises for 23 days have been shown to rewire the brain. So it's important to get trainings in to these healthcare professionals right now, if that's the team that you're, if that's your industry, because having these simple exercises throughout the day, having camaraderie around them, taking 15 minutes, even during 1 8-hour shift to practice this as a team, will greatly affect the functioning of the brain, the morale of the team, and according to research, the accuracy on tasks. So to hear more, it's in the presentation combating depressed mood with healthy habits. And the research is based on Sean Aker. He is out of Harvard, and the book is The Happiness Advantage. So definitely look at that to understand having the brain at positive. Another resource is Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed. She has mindsets, and she talks about each mindset, and she has watched the brain rewire as a neuroscientist with the practice of each mindset. So how can we train, and this is resilience skills training, our workforce during this time of crisis with mindset? Because our three biggest challenges that is we respond differently, communication skills, comfort with technology, and handling change, we're being pushed right now during crisis, and we have to address it with real positive skills and solutions. And so definite getting the brain to positive, practicing the healthy mindsets is key, and getting those trainings, and it's going to be virtual right now, and so getting people who are qualified to train, and it's an investment, and it's a worthy investment. That can look like 15 minutes to watch this before you start your shift, and watch this mindset, and the facilitator is teaching on one of the mindsets. And so that professional has that tool to use throughout the shift. So that's one recommendation. Another is to assign this training as a team, and then we will get together and talk about it, even if it's only a 15-minute check-in a week, because we are very pressed for time, and watch it together. And it's only a 15 or 30-minute quick tool training. That will make all the difference, because accuracy on tasks is life or death right now in the healthcare industry with the COVID-19 crisis. There are six ways to leverage the strengths of our cross-generational employees. Peter Capelli from the Wharton School of Business, he is the professor of management and director of the Center for Human Resources in the Wharton School. And he said, do not dwell on differences. So we don't want to dwell on these differences. We want to recognize them and leverage strengths. So he said, don't dwell on the differences with the group discussion that may devolve into people my age feel like this, or all boomers act a certain way. He encourages us to get to know each person individually. I was recently speaking to an administrator of an organization, and he is millennial. And we were talking about organizational culture, and I was explaining to him the work that I do with change management and culture. And he looked at me after about 15 minutes into this conversation, and he said, "You're Generation X, almost a boomer." And he said, "And you think like we do." So I thought, wow, okay, I'm understanding about the progression that the millennial generation has brought to us. So that we really connected over culture and finding meaning in work. Capelli tells managers to recognize the issues, acknowledge the expertise of older employees, and involve them in problem solving, even when they are subordinates. Supervisors need training to eliminate stereotypical biases regarding other age groups. So we do have some differences, but we don't want to stereotype and say every single person in this generation is this way or thinks this way, because it really isn't true. And myself, I'm an example, because I can pick that old school mentality that you work hard because you're supposed to, and it's satisfying because you pay your bills. I can so relate to that. Work-life balance from the Generation X, so relate to that. Having meaning in what we do, definitely relate to that. And that's from three generations right there. How we tell leaders to manage these differences determines how successful businesses will operate in our future. And When we're challenged with a crisis, our differences come out, and what we value most comes out. It just presses it to come to the surface. So more than ever, we are managing diversity, including the generational differences. And especially during this time of crisis, we need to bring out sensitivity, competence, and an eye to inclusion and development. It's a great time, especially if business has slowed down and we're holding on to employees, to develop them and to focus on that training. Our resilience skills building class and organizational culture class are part of a leadership certificate at the University of Tennessee and the non-credit programs in the fall of 2020. So the University of Tennessee is recognizing, as part of leaders and organizations, we need to work on our mindset, building skills of resilience, and focus on work culture. So that is very encouraging to us. There are six ways to leverage the strengths of our cross-generational employees. We want to have diversity on our team, so creating collaborative groups that include every generation. So we may want to put Generation X in charge of results, Boomers in charge of the process, and the least experienced workers in charge of disseminating information to all groups. So they feel like they have a key role, and it is a key role to communicate, and we're also valuing the experience of the older workers. Use multiple communication and feedback methods. So we talk about, we're all virtual right now in our meetings, and we're seeing those group meetings. What about the one-to-one meetings? So we definitely want to have that interaction. We can use social media, especially for global announcements and changes, and email. Setting up mentorships. We could pair up the more experienced seasoned executives with the younger workers. And there's an expectation for two-way communication. The older worker may have more institutional knowledge, and the younger worker is more technologically adept. And we need both, and we need each other. So just recognizing we are mentoring each other in different ways. Now, it's important to note that a Generation Z may come in, and don't we all think that we're invincible at a very young age? That age is around 21, and that we know it all. And so we're coming in with that mindset, interacting with these workers that have 20, 30 years experience. How do we integrate their zeal? How do we integrate their excitement and their zest for life? And that they, how do we turn that? They're willing to take risks. Where the rest of us may be more pulled back from taking risks, the risk takers are going to be the Generation Z, because they believe that they are invincible. And so we want to listen to that mindset and value it, because we are in a place of crisis where we're all having to take risks and we don't know the future. And so risk management, maybe the Generation Z could come in and offer that. We definitely need to be flexible. Now, people are working from home, so that's gotten very flexible, and people are struggling with how to structure their day, because if we're used to an office environment with structure and then we're at home without structure, then we need support. So trainings need to focus around that, how to structure our days at home to be productive. How are we going to continue to offer that flexibility amongst all the generations when we're integrating people back into the office? Are we going to continue to offer flexibility to work from home? Now, with this pandemic, there is an increase in grief and sadness and anxiety on our teams. That will not go away once we're out of quarantine. There will be an effect psychologically on all of us for years to come. And so being able to manage that in another level. So the recommendation is look at those ongoing trainings, hire professionals to address those needs of the employees, because we want to take the employees' brain to positive so they're being productive and engaged. And it's pressing us right now to find those solutions. Let's start now while we're in crisis, because this change and change management isn't just going to be solved once we're out of quarantine. It's going to be an ongoing process that has many obstacles that we're going to have to remove. Developing incentive plans that reflect generational differences. What works best for one generation may not really incentivize another generation. So how do we do this without it seeming like we're favoring one over the other? Because as employees, we want to be equal. We want fairness. That is one of our virtues that worldwide we have in common. So some of the characteristics of baby boomers, when we're thinking about motivating and giving incentives, the baby boomers value careers over jobs. They have the strongest work ethic. The boomers believe in the American dream, and we're taught that anything is possible. I was going through customs recently in Chicago, and the agent was asking everyone as he was gathering our paper, he said, "Do you have a dream? Welcome to America." So that made us smile, that America is anything is possible. We have a dream. The boomer generation, again, equal rights and opportunities are important. Ethics, team-oriented, and often challenge authority. The baby boomers, due to weathering the different life events, handle crisis well. So this is key during the COVID-19 crisis, to recognize those team members that are baby boomers are known, according to research, to handle crisis well. They believe that experience is the key to accomplishment. So how are the baby boomers looking at the younger generations, especially Generation Z, if the mentality is experience is key to accomplishment? Because we can all recognize Generation Z is going to have that risk tolerance, that technology factor, and so they don't have so much experience in work or in life. However, they have some skills that we really need right now. Also, baby boomers want to feel valued. And a great practice is the mentorship. Put together the Generation Z that's helping out the boomer with the technology and the risk tolerance, especially during crisis, so the boomer can listen to the Generation Z's perspective. And also the Generation Z can learn from these stories that the boomer generation has. We love stories. And so when the older generations are sharing the stories of when we went through World War II, this is what it was like. This is a time that the younger generations are giving ear to that, because they're scared, like all of us are scared. And listening to that experience is so valuable for us. So leverage that strength from the boomer generation on our team to tell us some stories. That's very consoling and comforting to the team. It gives us hope, because we need hope during this time. What are some ways to motivate Generation X? Generation X is adaptable and carry very high job expectations. Results-oriented, self-sufficient. So I see that in myself, being very self-sufficient. And it's because we took care of ourselves while so many of our parents were divorced. Now, my parents were together, and I was in a household where they both worked. So we were latchkey kids. We came home from school made our snack, and watched certain shows on TV like Gilligan's Island. Who remembers doing that? So there's that self-sufficiency in us, and it can be seen as a strength, especially now that we are working from home. So we are really motivated to adapt and to produce, and we can be self-sufficient, and that is a strength to leverage during this crisis and adjustment to bring those skills and encouragement to the rest of the team. The Generation X values the work-life balance, and we are the most educated generation. Merit is the key to accomplishment, and we want personal freedom. Millennials are idealistic, hope to fix the problems in the world, however, are more realistic than the boomer generation, and want to enjoy life as they are fixing the problems of the world. How can we leverage this? Being in crisis, there are problems in the world. And so leveraging that value that millennials have and saying, okay, how are we going to solve this problem? And getting their creativity in that conversation is very valuable. The millennials have goals, are gadget conscious, and are oriented globally. What a time to be oriented globally and to leverage that. Where we can take what we do and find meaning and make a global difference. The millennials are more sociable and adaptable, self-confident, and it may border on looking like entitlement or self-absorption at times. I did have a conversation with a millennial. We were talking about multi-generations at work, and he told me, he said, the millennials are the only ones in the office who take a lunch break. We actually physically leave the office and go have lunch somewhere. The rest, they stay and work and eat at their desk. And I thought, that's exactly what we do. We sit and work through lunch on our desk. And for us, the Generation X and the Boomer generations, it's like we're sacrificing work ethic and we're showing that we're devoted to work. And the millennials are saying, wait a minute, we want to enjoy life as well. That's a good thing. We need that. It's not about sacrifice. We can be just as productive, and we actually need those breaks to get our brain rested and back to positive, because that will naturally improve the productivity. So that's a great key, is that self-care during work. The millennials are competitive. We can leverage that. Multitasking is a way of life for them. They believe contribution is key to accomplishment, and they appreciate feedback. So definitely the millennials want to contribute. They want to be part of it. And so if we have the leadership model from the top down, which most do, because our leaders are from the older generations, then bringing in those millennials who have that creativity, who have that work-life balance, who are focused on meaning and caring and making a difference, their brains are going to be really naturally kicking into positive because they're practicing the healthy mindsets. And so we want to bring that creativity. And when we're at positive, we see more opportunity. There is the ape study where there's an ape that comes through a group of people, and we're watching the video, and how many of us notice that ape? And then the ape is waving at people on the highway, but people are just so focused on where they're going and the tasks of the day that they don't notice the ape. And so the more we focus on what's important and bring our focus and grounding into being in the present, one task at a time, and practicing gratitude, then our brains will be at positive and we'll just naturally be more engaged and productive because we're enthusiastic about work. So, possible rewards. Baby boomers, money, more subordinates, time off, titles, Generation X, bonuses, stock, flexibility in the workplace, being allowed to do passion projects, conference opportunities, millennials, time off, tuition reimbursement, professional development, perks at work like childcare, fitness center, mentoring opportunities. One size doesn't fit all, so it's important to look at each person as an individual. And universally appreciated gestures can be adapted to those with specific generational values. So universal appeal. All of us like a sincere thank you. All of us like that recognition of what you're doing is important and has value. This is according to the Incentive Research Foundation. Millennials enjoy the pat on the back, but they want it in the spirit of fun, less formal, more frequent. Baby boomers want formal recognition in front of the team. Generation X appreciates recognition, but wants it privately or just in their small group. So that's really interesting, especially when I think of myself. I do prefer that one-on-one conversation. It just feels more sincere to me than if someone is just saying something in front of the group. Because I might question the sincerity if it's happening in front of the group. And I can't explain why I would think that, but if there's a lack of showing of appreciation one-on-one and it's only happening in front of a group, and that's a generational difference for me. So I recognize that just now in myself. So recognize that, okay, with the Generation X, let me all do it publicly because I feel like it needs to be done, okay? Let me also do it privately. That's how we adjust to what the generation will respond to, because it's not what our style is. It's what the team member will respond positively to. And that's a shift in thinking, because we have really good intentions and we have our own strengths and we have our style. And working with multi-generations requires that we adjust to leverage strengths and work with each team member individually. This is according to Phyllis Weiss Hazarat from You Can Google It, the compelling case for cross-generational conversation. Few generations, whether private, public, or nonprofit, have created the awareness of or initiatives that support the business case for promoting age generational diversity. This is the most universal diversity factor since everyone has an age. Because few have focused on this kind of diversity, people of different generations are increasingly isolated physically, functionally, or emotionally from each other by communication styles, media, lack of perspective that would help them understand why people from other generations think and act as they do. I hear this lament from people of all ages. So we need to focus on diversity, and we hear diversity and inclusion focusing on age and generational differences. Bringing this training to your managers is key for the managers to understand 1, 2, 3. These are the differences. 4, 5, 6, how do we address it? How do we relate to each one? There are multiple ways to improve operations at a multiple generational company. So we need to learn about each other's expertise and work styles, develop more meaningful working relationships, and solve sensitive intergenerational challenges that could hinder client relationships, productivity, knowledge transfer, successful planning, and business development results. So we need to find value in really giving this focus. And again, if this is a downtime for your business, it's a great time to bring this training. So we want to bring these management classes teaching this. We want to acknowledge and embrace different learning styles. We want to make sure that all employees understand their voice is valued. We want to keep the generations interacting. Realize that life stages affect the needs of employees. So some employees have children. They may use more unexpected sick days due to childcare needs. And those without children should not feel slighted. We want to encourage collaboration among the groups and realize when it comes to lines of authority, boomers value the lines of authority, Generation X and millennials often leapfrog them. We want our communication methods to vary. As long as all the information gets to members, change it up because we're communicating with the different generations. So the communication method, when to use it in person. The most important information, give it face-to-face in the beginning, whether in a meeting or one-on-one discussion, and then follow up with these other methods. So really important information, do it in person. Phone calls. If meetings aren't possible, for the older workers, a phone call is very good. They might see memos or emails as impersonal. Email. All generations accept the use in business, and they accept that it's going to speak to everyone at once. It's the favorite form of communication by what generation? Which one would you choose? The Generation X. Texting. So it's not ideal for disseminating large amounts of information. Which generation prefers texting? The millennials. Social media. We don't want the information to go to the public before the staff receive it. However, the millennials see this, it's just part of life. LinkedIn could be helpful. Company communication program. There are office programs like Team Chat, like Slack, and helping the coworkers communicate, especially about the workplace projects and the changes that are happening. So we definitely have some challenges. They are definitely compounded by the COVID-19 crisis. We can learn from this. It will weather us for any transition or change in the future. We've built some really strong muscle to weather it. It's like anything that comes along our way after this is going to seem like a bump in the road. And so it's a great time to dig deep and to focus on training ourselves and training our managers on how to lead teams, how to understand the different generations, leverage their strengths, work with what they respond best to. So there's the one takeaway from this presentation. It's not about my style. It's not about my strengths. It's about what will that team member respond best to? Because our roles as leaders is to motivate, because this is work and we need engagement and productivity and accuracy on tasks and an increase in sales, because that is important to our business. And so being able to communicate and motivate effectively, the key is knowing how to work with each generation effectively and leverage their strengths and work with the diversity and include everyone. So building a team that's cohesive takes a lot of variety in how we approach each individual team member. And that takes a lot of flexibility on our part. And the older we are, the more rigid that we could be. And so that is a shift in mindset for the leadership to be open to this change in leadership style, and to let it converge from the top down and participative management, and just let it converge and be flexible among it. Because there are times when we just have to make a hard decision It's how we do it that people will respond. So again, the mindset is, how do I do this so they respond? How do I motivate them? How do I get the most out of them sincerely and thanking them? Because every generation responds positively to the pat on the back. The research shows it's how we do it. They're going to respond differently to different methods. And so give that pat on the back and give it respecting and acknowledging the diversity among the team. Thank you.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.